You are listening to Modest Joint. I am Mike Modest. I have the will to fight. Do you? Anyways, I want to apologize for the gravelly voice here. It sounds like I've been gargling on lava rocks for the last hour. I've been sick for the last 3-4 days, man. Came down with that damn swine flu, bird flu, whatever the hell, whatever the animal of the week is, I don't know. Oh, or the number H1T151, I don't know. But anyway, I came down with something, and it's got me in kind of a shitty mood. Anyways, check me out on my website, www.mikemodest.com. Hit me up on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook. Now, if you're tuning in this week just to, you know, listen to the strippers, I promised everybody a segment, Ask a Stripper. They're going to be good, you know. You get strippers in here, they're all college girls anyways. And, you know, you ask them a few questions, they blow you away with their, you know, theories of relativity and shit. And, anyways, I did an audition, had a couple of strippers come in. And, you know, of course, they got the part. I loved them. They were great. They'd have been perfect. And when it came right down to it, though, they tried to hold me up for cash, man. My name's not Mark Modest or John Modest. Come on, this is ridiculous. You know, these girls, they were so hot. They were so sexy. But they were also very greedy little bitches. So, those cheeky Jezebels. Anyways, that's the deal, man. No strippers this week. I do promise, though, I will have those strippers on. And you know, I will be asking strippers questions. I did get some great questions, by the way, from you, and I appreciate it. Keep sending the questions to michael.modest@gmail.com. I want to talk real quick about the TWF, the new training facility, man. It's incredible. The building is absolutely phenomenal. NorCal Indoor Sports Arena is the new home of the TWF Training Academy. The school info, for school info or, anything like that that you wanted to, you know, find out information about the company, give us a call at 916-370-TWF1. That's 8931 for the alphabetically impaired. But very, very excited about working with TWF. For directions to the school, you can check out norcalindoorsports.com or Google the address on, MapQuest or whatever the hell. The address is 1460 Tanforan Avenue. That's TANFORAN. In California, 95776. You can also call the arena for information, 530-406-1100. They also offer indoor hockey and ice hockey and some different things there. They're going to be including some other activities. I don't know what kind of activities, maybe ping pong, I don't know. But wrestling is one of the activities that they are going to be offering there. We're going to be doing a lot of different types of self-defense and fighting martial arts down there. And it's going to be very, very, it's a big thing for TWF and a big thing for yours truly, Michael Modest. Very excited about it. I went and checked out the building today, and, we got the ring set up in there and everything. It looks absolutely phenomenal. So I am totally stoked. To get more information about the school, call 916-370-TWF1. Now I want to talk a little bit about some of the guys that I'm working with. Now I want you to go out and check the website out, TWFWrestling.net. Now go on there and watch some of the matches. And then you, as my fellow tokers, man, on the Modest Joint, please give me some feedback. Tell me what you think about this talent, because I'm not real, sold on some of these guys. Now, some of these guys are incredible wrestlers. They do some great, phenomenal aerial things, but they need a lot of polish. And I've been there now for a month, and I have not even seen some of these cats, man. I'm thinking a couple of these dudes have such big heads. Maybe they think they can't learn from Mike Modest. Well, maybe one day I'll get in the ring with them. Maybe then I'll be able to teach them something, or maybe they'll teach me something. Who knows? But I'm stoked at the opportunity. Looking forward to it. going to be kind of a short show this week, guys. You know, the strippers totally threw me off. I tried like hell to get these damn strippers, and then when they fell through, I tried for two more strippers, and then that fell through, and I got desperate. I started calling librarians and, you know, cashiers at 7-Eleven. Just, you know, it was ridiculous. So I apologize for the short session here this week. But I want to do my top 10 favorite homeless signs that I've ever seen. You know, I just saw a creative one the other day, and it started, you know, bringing to mind some very creative signs I've seen. Number 10, will work for whiskey. Now you got to admire the guy's, you know, honesty there. Number 9 favorite sign, out of work, single mother, husband incarcerated, 5 kids, 2 grandbabies, 3 dogs, 4 cats, 2 fish, a pet iguana, broken leg. Please help. We'll accept any kind of help. Now, I remember that, man, and I remember just thinking, holy cow, is this chick working me? You know? Or, I mean, does she have the balls to really go out there and just say, hey, look, this is my situation. Holy cow, I'm out of, you know, I need some help here. I just think, gosh, somebody's got to be out there to help her. Here's an idea. She kills the iguana, the 2 fish, the 4 cats, and the 3 dogs. She's got 2 weeks worth of groceries. So, I mean, my favorite sign. Dude in Oakland, man. I see this guy. We're driving by, and he was actually there quite a few times. Driving by, he's got a very simple sign. It read, "Will work for food." One problem. Dude has a tree tattooed all over his fucking body and his face, man. I mean, really, like a tree, like a big gnarly oak tree. And it's just like branches tattooed all over his face. And like, I mean, the thing is, man, I'm pretty liberal. You know, I kind of like tattoos. I think they're dope. But, you know, I mean, I don't like your chances of finding gainful employment with a tree tattooed on your face. Number 7 favorite sign. Will work for food plus minimum wage, $8.25 per hour. I thought, wow, you know, must have been like a union day laborer or something. Number 6 favorite sign, will work for cigarettes plus beer plus money. Otherwise, donations only, please. That sign offended. Donations? The fuck? I got donate? I got donate to you? Come on, please. Number 5 favorite sign, joining the Army next week, future disabled vet. Wow, political. Didn't mean to go there, but I see that sign. Number 4, I'm cool, but my dog needs lots of help. Please help my dog. So, like, I mean, that's pretty clever. You know, like, the dog is in dire need of, like, medical attention or something, and they're trying to gather funds for the dog. I mean, people cry more over dogs getting killed in movies. So, I mean, you know, than people. So, I mean, why, you know, maybe that works the same with the whole begging thing. Number 3 favorite sign, fuck you. Number 2 favorite homeless sign. Now, this was a homeless sign written all in Spanish, and I can't recall exactly what it said, but it, you know, something like homeless and hungry, please help, you know, give me money. And, but it was a white dude with the sign, right? So I'm thinking he's like a white Hispanic. They are out there, you know, there's lots of, and I'm thinking that's what the deal is. But then I'm with a Mexican friend of mine. This white dude walks up to us, and in a perfect white English, you know, he says, hey, dude, do you know Spanish? And my buddy Manny says, yeah, I do. And the guy says, did I spell this right? And Manny says, yeah, you're homeless, you're hungry, you're looking for food? Yeah. And the guy goes, oh, okay, cool, because I don't speak any Spanish. And I started thinking, like, what's this guy's angle, man? Does he think maybe Mexicans are the richest people in California? I don't know. You know, I'm not saying they're the poorest either, but I just don't. Yeah, come on. this white guy is going to go and beg from Mexicans and he doesn't know how to speak Hispanic. I don't think it's going to work. But it really did happen. I saw that. I own two eyes. But my number one favorite homeless sign that I've ever seen, kind of on the serious side, it said, "Keep your money. I need change." With that being said, wrestling is hardcore. And so is Mike Modest and the TWF. Peace.